Nolte, Dirty Cop Robert Mueller selectively edited Trump lawyer voicemail. By John Nolte on June 4, 2019. The Mueller report, which debunked the media's Russia collusion hoax and cleared Trump of obstruction, contains a transcript of a voicemail left by an attorney for Donald Trump to an attorney for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, that is selectively edited to look incriminating. The transcript is in the second part of the report, the part where Dirty Cop Mueller attempts to pretend President Trump is guilty of obstruction of justice. Spoiler alert, he's not, not even close. If you look at the text of the voicemail that the Mueller report, which debunked the media's Russia collusion hoax and cleared Trump of obstruction, chose to publish, it gives an entirely different impression from the full transcript, which was just released last week. This is a November 2017 voicemail message left by Trump's attorney John Dowd for Flynn's attorney, Rob Kellner. I understand your situation, but let me see if I can't state it in starker terms. It wouldn't surprise me if you've gone on to make a deal with the government, if there's information that implicates the president, then we've got a national security issue. So, you know, we need some kind of heads up. Just for the sake of protecting all our interests if we can. Remember what we've always said about the president and his feelings toward Flynn, and that still remains. But now you can read the full text of the message, which the dirty cops did not want you to see, emphasis mine. Hey, Rob, this is John again. Maybe, if I'm sympathetic, I understand your situation, but let me see if I can't state it in starker terms. If you have, and it wouldn't surprise me if you've gone on to make a deal with and work with the government, I understand that you can't join the joint defense, so that's one thing. If, on the other hand, we have, there's information that implicates the president, then we've got a national security issue, or maybe a national security issue, I don't know, some issue, we got to deal with, not only for the president, but for the country. So, you know, then, you know, we need some kind of heads up. Just for the sake of protecting all our interests, if we can, without you having to give up any confidential information. So, and if it's the former, then, you know, remember what we've always said about the president and his feelings toward Flynn, and that still remains, but, well, in any event, let me know, and, I appreciate your listening and taking the time. Thanks, pal. His transcript leaves the impression that Dowd is doing something inappropriate, is going behind everyone's back looking to get information, even after the door closed on cooperation due to Flynn's decision to make a deal with the special counsel. But if you look at the full transcript, Dowd is very specific about not wanting any information he should not have, not wanting any confidential information. That one little sentence, without you having to give up any confidential information, is what is called exculpatory. And there is only one reason for Mueller to remove it, and that is to further his attempt to frame Trump, even though he has to manufacture evidence, or in this case, hide exculpatory evidence, in order to do so. Let's also keep in mind that the Mueller report, which debunked the media's Russia collusion hoax and cleared Trump of obstruction, was over 400 pages long, so Mueller's decision to selectively edit this voicemail had nothing to do with saving space. What you have here is exhibit A showing what a dirty prosecutor does to frame the accused. Dowd, understandably, was furious over what Mueller did. This is clearly a baseless, political document designed to smear and damage the reputation of counsel and innocent people, Dowd said last week. Representative Devin Nunes, RCA, described Mueller's actions as an outright fraud. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.